baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
720 WGN. Our friend Pat Brady is with us. He's the Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs, former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party. How are you, Pat?
Great, Lisa. How are you doing?
Doing good. We are loving the sunshine today. A little chilly. I'm guessing maybe warmer where you are. Where are you today?
I'm way down in Springfield land, but it's a little warmer. Yeah. But the sun's warm, so we're almost there.
We're getting there. Memorial Day weekend is here. This is traditionally when it always rains at least once or twice, because for those that camp, you just know that's what you got to deal with. Talk to me about the $1.8 billion, well, lawfare fund. I mean, I got back from Mexico last night and I was seeing this on the news and I thought, what? Wait, how does this work? So I'm putting it up to you, Pat. How does this work?
Yeah, this was really something. So let me set up the facts. So in 2019, when President Trump was president, somebody over at the IRS leaked his income tax information. I think some of his kids, along with 400 other people. That guy got caught and got 5 years in the penitentiary. The judge threw the book at him. So that was resolved. So when, after Trump left the White House in 20, he sued the IRS for $10 billion. You know, just a huge lawsuit.
Which is, he's really suing the very entity that he runs. I mean, he doesn't run the IRS, but he runs the country. And
yeah, well, at that time, this was, you know, in between, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, but you're exactly right. So now he becomes president again. He not only runs the IRS, but he also runs the Justice Department, which is supposed to be, or not supposed to be, are the people that represent us against the lawsuit. Right. So he gets to be president, and the judge, I think it was in Florida where this was filed, is like, wait, you can't be on both sides of this.
Right.
Meaning you can't be. And then there were some legal theory that said it might have been plausible. I don't think it had much merit. So anyway, this bounces around for a while. So they just in the last 2 weeks come up with this idea. OK, we will settle this case. And the president and his sons that filed it with him. We'll dismiss the complaints, but we're going to set up this settlement fund, and it's going to have $1.7 billion to pay out anybody that's been the victim of quote-unquote lawfare, whatever they call that. So, I mean, that's taxpayer dollars that comes out of a fund at the Justice Department, but it's just unheard of that this is something
right.
that – I mean, the conflicts of interest, the legalities, the improprieties, the political nature of it, the big slush fund for the president's buddies. I mean, I don't think there's anything about this that doesn't stink, but it looks like it's going through.
It leaves you speechless. It really does.
Well, stretch this out. So the couple things I watched part of the hearings, that these people that allegedly would have been convicted victims of lawfare, would include the January 6th protesters, like the guys that got 22 years in jail and Trump pardoned them all. They would be eligible to be compensated. So we're going to pay taxpayer dollars to those guys that ripped up the Capitol on January 6th.
And I got to tell you, some of those people have gone on to commit crimes since then.
Oh, it's horrible. But take it to this next logical conclusion, because everybody that has been pardoned claims they were a victim, right? That could include Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, my God. You mean Rod Blagojevich, our former governor, could get a little bit of money out of this fund?
Conceivably, if I understand what I saw and was reading, think about it. He run around claiming that he was a victim of lawfare and unjust prosecution. You know, this guy extorted a children's hospital for campaign donations. But conceivably, because there's really no parameters around this, it's all done secretly. There's no transparency in it at all. The president controls it all. He pardoned Blagojevich. Why wouldn't Rod Blagojevich try to get money out of this?
Wow. That
it's
is
insane.
Yeah.
I know I've talked about it before. I was a federal prosecutor. I don't get any of this, but it seems to be going through.
And how does that hold up? How does it hold up? We have no guardrails around something like this?
Yeah, one of the guardrails that's not there is this is a fund that's already been allocated. It's out of the Justice Department's settlement fund, which is used to settle legitimate cases. So they're going to take it out of there. So it's not an appropriations thing coming out of Congress. So I mean, that's one of the problems. There are a bunch of problems with it, but there are two victims, a couple of police officers that have filed a lawsuit. In fact, I think they did it today to stop this. And all these arguments are going to be heard. But I mean, the level or the brazenness of the, in my opinion, corruption of this administration is just mind blowing to me. And they get away with it.
And you say that as a former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party.
Yeah, I'm still a Republican. I just don't buy the Trump. You know, we see the things about the trades he made in the last month. And, I wish it weren't the case that I'd come on and rail on him. But, I mean, this stuff, this is our money. And this, to me, seems so out of bounds on what they're doing. And I hope they can stop it. But I can't even believe someone would think this up.
I know. The other thing I want to talk to you about before we go is Roger Goodell said he talked to the governor. The governor is kind of throwing the mayor under the bus. It's all about the Bears. We now know they say they will be in Arlington Heights or Hammond, Indiana. You know how I feel about them going to Hammond, Indiana. What's the scuttlebutt in Springfield today?
Still working it out. It's in the Senate. Senator Cunningham, one of the most capable guys down there, is managing it. I think it's going to get done. It's going to be out in Arlington Heights. I was down there, I think, 2 weeks ago, and I watched the mayor's press conference. I'm like, what planet is he living on? This deal of it being in the city at the train station 8 months ago.
That was so confusing to me. I thought, why is he now bringing this up? It's gone. It's over. That's not even up for discussion anymore.
Yeah, go figure. And he's still talking about it. So I guess, but I do believe it's going to get done. It'll come in at the last minute, but it will get done. And there's going to have to be some kind of tweaks to the House bill in the Senate. But I'm confident it's going to get done.
Well, and the governor tried to pitch it as, you know, this is good for the Bears. It's good for taxpayers. But taxpayers still have questions about that.
Yeah, and they should, because as we talked about last week, it's, you know, the locals get to cut deals with or make arrangements with the Bears to figure out how much tax they're going to pay in lieu of, you know, the property taxes. And that's always the issue. Indiana's so appealing because they have a cap on property taxes. And that's what these big long-term stadium deals worry about. But it's complicated, but I think they'll get something done.
And Eileen O'Neill Burke, who is our Cook County State's attorney, she's launched a new task force to fight crime on Chicago's mass transit systems, which obviously is a big issue because we all want to be safe when we're using mass transportation. Do you think that she'll make effective change when it comes to that?
Well, she already has. She's doing this, and there's another effort through this legislation that's going to change the transit authority system that Sheriff Dart's been working on for a couple months. And I come on sometimes and you're railing on politicians. There are some really good public servants. Tom Dart, Eileen Burke, our superintendent of police. They're doing a really good job, I think, with this, recognizing that this is a problem. You can't be scared to go on the L or the city doesn't work, or go on public transit. So I they're all doing a great job with this. I think this is going to be long-term a great thing for the city of Chicago. And, you know, crime, she was on yesterday. She made the point, crime's pretty much down everywhere. I think thanks a lot to her, Tom, and the police superintendent, but it's not down on the CTA.
Right.
They've come up with a plan to address that, which is great.
Literally what keeps Chicago running. So, yeah, it's got to be addressed. Always great to talk to you, Pat. Any other scuttlebutt in Springfield today?
No, a lot of roaming around. You know, I just grab a file and act busy, Lisa.
I like it. Thanks for joining us.
All right, see you, Lisa. Take care.